Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. All right. This is a warning. This is a disclaimer. If you are a financial person, you may want to turn this off, because I am going to share an idea that I think will disgust many. So if you're still listening, you've been warned. If you really disagree with me, I hope I can pull you over to the side of the argument. But if not, that's okay. Feel free to completely disagree with me. But I had a conversation with a client recently. And this client is in the middle of a butt-kicking journey. They have some big goals. But they dug themselves a pretty big hole. They are really in a tough spot, but they really want to get on the other side of this. They really want to be better. And it included a bunch of debt. It included a lack of savings. It included just a pile of messes in their life. But they're doing it. They are just killing it. And I'm so proud of them. They're going exactly where they want to go. Not where I want them to go, but where they want to go. But in our last meeting, I could see it in their eyes. They are spent. They are exhausted. They just look beat down. Now, that happens sometimes when we're extremely intense in the journey. Maybe it's the financial equivalent of a basketball player, and you look at them and they're hunched over, and they're holding onto their shorts, and you can see them, you know, breathing really deep and heavy, and they're panting. They're just spent. Like they've been out on the court. They're giving everything they got, but they are drained. That's this couple. They just look tough. So as we're sitting there, I could tell they were about ready to break, which is a really bad outcome. We don't want people to break. No good happens when we're trying to get out of debt or we're trying to pursue a goal and we just break. That's worst case scenario. Because when we break, we might veer back the other direction. No bueno. We don't want that. And so I issued them a challenge. And we had another month coming up, a new month. And I said, in the new month, my challenge to you is that you cannot do anything responsible. No responsibility here. No debt payoff, no saving, no investing, nothing. Needs, giving, and wants. That's it. You're not allowed to pay off debt. You're not allowed to save. You're not allowed to invest. You're not allowed to do anything remotely responsible with your money. Now, they're budgeters, so they are going to budget. You are going to plan. But I said, whatever extra money you have this month, and it was a decent amount, by the way, you're going to only use it for irresponsible things, or shall I say, quote unquote, irresponsible things. Travel, dining out, personal spending, maybe some things for their home. Only fun stuff, just for this month. They needed a breather. Again, they're hunched over, holding their shorts. They're panting heavily. They are beat up. They need the coach to take them out for a few minutes. Give them a breather. Let them catch their breath, because we still have more game to play. We need them back on the court performing, and they can't do that when they're super exhausted. Now, I believe three things are going to happen when this couple does this. When they take my irresponsibility challenge. Number one, they're going to get the much needed break. They're exhausted. This 1 month break will reset them. It will put them back in good form. And it will allow them to get back to business of kicking butt. That's the obvious one. The second thing is, they will experience firsthand that all the mistakes they made in the past, it wasn't because they were buying things they didn't need. It wasn't because of wants, but it was the lack of intentionality. I want them to see firsthand what 1 month of planned irresponsibility, if you want to call it that, does not derail them. It does not set them back. It does not cause trouble or tension or heartache. I want them to see that when they have a month of nothing but fun things with a lot of money, it doesn't negatively impact them. That is a powerful lesson. When you realize it's not about spending on wants or doing fun things that's hurting you, it's the lack of intentionality. It's the lack of planning. It's the lack of execution. I want them to execute really well on fun things. I think that'll change them. And number three, I want them to experience all these fun things, all of these wants, all of these quote-unquote irresponsibilities. I want them to feel that and to realize at the end of the day, it didn't actually make them happy. Because it's true, they don't. They are fun. These things are fun. They add some value to our life, but they don't make them happy. They don't make me happy, and they probably don't make you happy. They won't move the satisfaction needle like we think they're going to. Now, I'll take a fun month of doing lots of cool stuff, sure. But at the end of the day, it's not going to move the needle. What I think is going to happen along the way is that when we do this, when we get reminded that these things aren't actually the secret to happiness, they aren't going to provide fulfillment, it emboldens us to get back onto the plan of moving in the direction we want to move. Because moving the needle towards where we know we need to be is far more fulfilling than the wants, than the fun stuff. It's not to say that the fun stuff is bad. It's not. It's not to say that we shouldn't have wants in our life. We should. But when we approach it this way as explicitly and as directly as they're about to do, they're going to find out these things don't actually make us happy. We think they do, but when we live it, it's not the case. And what I think they're going to find is that that was awesome, but yeah, let's get back to business. Let's get back to pushing into this stuff. And ultimately where they're going to go is two things that are going to happen. Number one, they're going to get to where they know they need to get to. It's going to be a beautiful outcome for them. But along the way, they're going to find the balance. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. It shouldn't be one way or the other. It shouldn't be all focus and it shouldn't be all fun. What they're going to find is that they're going to land in a lane where they have their progress. They're paying off debt. They're saving. They're investing. They're doing the responsible things. And they're also doing the things that are fun that add value to their life. And I think when they find that balance eventually, they find that sweet spot, it unlocks a very meaningful life. That's a different place for each of us. My encouragement to you today, maybe you need the breather. Maybe you need the break. Maybe you need this irresponsibility challenge. If you do, do it. It's just 1 month. This is a very weird idea. But I promise you, it will really make a difference. And it's really fun. Just do it. Give yourself the breather you need to get back in the game with better energy. But also, as you navigate your journey, find the sweet spot. Don't be 100% focused. Don't be 100% fun. Find the lane where you're making the progress you need to make to get to where you know you need to go while having the things in life that add value, that add richness, that are fun, that are enjoyable. Find the balance. And the good news is you don't have to figure it out today. You have a lot of months, a lot of years left to find the balance. I've been working on finding the balance for 20 years. And every time I think I have it figured out, life shifts ever so gently and then we have to re-find it again. But never give up that pursuit of figuring out what's a good rhythm for you, because it matters. It matters, it matters, it matters. And so I hope you find this idea interesting, and I hope some of you will actually take me up on this challenge. If you need a breather, give yourself the breather. It'll be worth it. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.